This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, don't forget, God is here, God is with you, and He is actively involved in your day today. What's on your schedule today? Well, God is a part of that. What are you struggling with today? Invite God to speak into that and get involved in that. What are you excited about today? Thank God for it and look for His presence and activity with you in it today. Whatever is happening, God is part of it. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if you have put your trust in Him and been adopted into His family as one of His children, that's something that happens spiritually. When you just say, God, I know I just make a mess of my life, but I invite you into my life. Please forgive me for pushing you away. I want to ask you now to be in my life, to forgive me, and to make my life what you want it to be. When you do that, God does a spiritual transaction in your life. He changes you. He puts His Holy Spirit into your life that gives you that living connection and relationship with Him. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus. You have to be born of the Spirit. Well, have you been born of the Spirit in addition to your physical birth? Have you become part of the family of God? If so, you should be looking for the Holy Spirit's daily activity in your life. And the main activity the Holy Spirit wants to have through you is for your life to shine to the lives of the people around you and invite them to come to know God as well. You say, well, how do you know that's the main activity the Holy Spirit wants to have in and through me? Well, just before He ascended to heaven, Jesus spoke to His followers, and He said to them this. They came together and asked Him, in Acts chapter 1, verse 6, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? They thought He was going to be a Messiah, a king who would save them from the Roman Empire. He said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by His own authority. But listen to this. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And when He had said these things, as they were looking on, He was lifted up, and a cloud took Him out of their sight. While they were gazing into heaven as He went, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw Him go into heaven. A great promise. But just think of those last words of Jesus before going. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That is, the explanation of your life when you're living for God cannot be explained in terms of your own abilities, of your own strength, of your own personality, of your own willpower. Your life can only be explained by the activity of God through the work of the Holy Spirit in you. Well, maybe you think that sounds great, but listen to what that activity of God is for. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in all of the world. Well, what part of the world has God sent you into today? Some suburb of Sydney? Some other location? Well, whatever suburb you're in, that's where God has sent you today. And He wants you to be His witness, just in your conversations with the people around you. Why don't you today ask someone that you encounter a question that could just open up a conversation about God? Then watch where God takes it. It's not up to you to manufacture some outcome. Just be available to God, start conversations that could go somewhere significant, and then trust God to take them where He wants to. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.